Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
I did want, though, to talk to our book critic, Cara Martin, about these two fascinating books, because, as you would have known, 200 years anniversary now of the birth of Charles Darwin, 150-year anniversary of his book On the Origin of Species. And so book publishers have just been a flurry with titles about this man and his ideas. But we've come across two really interesting books. They caught our attention because, one, both books suggest evolutionary theory is incomplete. Number two, both books raise the possibility of a creator. But number three, both books are written by atheists. So the two books are Andrew Palmer's book, The Genesis Enigma, and James Lefanu's book, Why Us? Cara Martin, hello.
Greetings, Sheridan.
Fascinating idea. I don't want to finish the night tonight before we actually talk about these two books.
Well, frankly, I'm relieved because it took a long while reading them.
you read a book in a day.
Whatever.
They're two very thick books. Fascinating. Well, let's talk about Andrew Palmer's book, The Genesis Enigma, first. It's not often you find an evolutionary doctor who says that the book of Genesis in the Bible may actually have something going for it.
Yeah, quite a stunning story. Andrew Palmer first came up with the light switch theory, that the development of vision was like the big bang of evolution that sort of sparked off the development of complex animals. So he had a lot of credibility in his field before he actually wrote this book. And what happened was he was just in Rome and he was visiting the Sistine Chapel, as you do, and he was looking up at Michelangelo's depiction of creation, and suddenly it hit him. The order of creation that he was seeing portrayed above his head was exactly the order that he knew that modern science was saying that the way the earth developed. And it was like, how is this possible? So he went back and he studied the Genesis account. And, yeah, he came to the conclusion there is an uncanny resemblance, virtually an impossible resemblance for an ancient document to come up with this, because only now is modern science proving that this is the order
that
things were made.
So he wouldn't see it as 6 24-hour days and a seventh that God rested, but he would say that there was an eon in which the first thing, whether it be light or whether it be the earth or whatever, the planets actually came, so in the actual order that Genesis recounts
that's right.
them.
Now, probably the one that's a little controversial is the fourth one. On day four, lights dividing day and night. We would normally see that as the sun and moon. However, on day one, it says, let there be light, and the sun was made. So why would there be a repeat? That's puzzled theologians for a while as well. But he came to the conclusion that actually that was pointing to the beginning of vision, which is the thing he himself had contributed to science. And it was the understanding that microbes at that point were able to have the first beginnings of vision, and the first step of vision is being able to discern between light and dark. But he says,
so it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's an interesting one for him to make.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is.
For him, it just clicked.
Well,
it made perfect sense.
Yeah. So here he is. He's an evolutionary
scientist.
And he states in the book that he's an atheist. By the end of the book, when he's kind of read through the book of Genesis and actually said there could be something to this, where does that lead his idea of maybe a creator fitting into all of this?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. The last part of the book, he goes into the authorship of Genesis and looks at whether it was Moses, whether it was someone else, etc. He finally ends up saying that the opening chapter of Genesis represents God's hand in the Bible. Those are the words he uses. So he's actually saying that there is a divine intelligence that is working through this, because it's impossible to conclude anything else. And he starts arguing for what he describes as a rational spirituality. He says that that perhaps, you know, the force of Darwin was saying that faith is irrational, that we should just trust on material things that we can test. He is actually saying that what he sees in terms of the connection between Genesis and modern science is that it's perfectly rational to believe, to have a faith in a creator God.
Maybe we'll get him on the show. That's Andrew Palmer's The Genesis Enigma. And then the second book we're talking about is James Lefanu's Why Us? So he surveys all these major scientific discoveries over the last, 70-odd years, and then kind of says, We should know it by now, but we don't.
Exactly. He says, what we've actually discovered is the more we know, the more we don't know. And he says there's just so much mystery out there. And really, science was on this projection that we believed that by this stage we would understand so much more. But instead, there is so much more mystery. And there's a whole load of things that he points to that we just don't understand.
Yeah, like what? Give me some examples.
Well, he says one thing is altruism. He says, how can we put something before ourselves if it's all about this evolutionary materialist certainty? In other words, if we put others before ourselves, we lessen our own chance of survival. And that just doesn't seem to make sense. But there's many more. The existence of free will, the ability to choose and not just obey automatic instincts. That seems to go against evolution. The fact that both of us are here in this room at this time, we have the same inputs, but we might have vastly different memories of what actually occurred because of the different experiences we've had and the different things that we sense and also our emotional interpretation of events. So this sort of sensory difference that we have that's very complex. There's many more things too. The richness and accessibility of memory. Our brain can sort through experiences and remembers not just what happened, but how we felt when those things happened in a way that is just impossible for a computer to replicate in any way and has just puzzled scientists. Human reason and imagination, their higher functions, which we just don't understand, we cannot reproduce, we can't even predict how people are going to respond. And the self. The fact that we have this non-material part of our beings that is distinctive and unique to each person. Amazing.
Okay, so he starts also as an atheist. By the end of the book, does he give any kind of... what does he do? Where does he go spiritually?
He does spend some time actually contradicting Richard Dawkins and the New Atheists. And he says they actually cloud science because in some ways... they're at the extreme end where their lack of faith prevents them from actually accepting the mystery that is required to do good science. So in the end, he argues for a renewed sympathy of science with religion and an embracing of our Christian heritage. And he says we need a deeper respect for what is unexplained and what is unfathomable and accept that maybe there is a greater force behind this that we just don't understand.
Fascinating, isn't it? Fascinating. So Andrew Palmer's The Genesis Enigma, James Lefanu's Why Us. As you read the two of the books together, just briefly, what did you see together? Were there any similarities between them, any common links?
Absolutely. And the thing that really surprised me was that Alistair McGrath is mentioned in both their acknowledgements, that well-known Christian theologian.
We've had him on the show numerous times, and I can't get enough of him. I mean, he's just a fabulous mind.
And how important those conversations he had with those guys, probably before they even thought about sort of putting this stuff in books. And also they both quote the Christian theologian and writer C.S. Lewis, who's very well known to us. They both mention the mind and spirit expanding influence of the paintings of Michelangelo. So to me, that just says the importance of the work and the thinking of Christians and how it can have influence way beyond our own circle. And I guess the fact that both commenced from that point of religious skepticism and ended up willing to embrace notions of faith and that there is a rational element of faith, that means that we can actually say that God exists.
Cara, that's fascinating. I think we might look at getting both of these authors actually on air. Thanks so much for doing the pre-reading for us.
No problem.
Cara Martin, our book critic, those two books, Andrew Palmer's The Genesis Enigma and James Lefanu's Why Us, both atheists, basically coming to a position of saying, well, maybe evolution doesn't have all the answers and maybe there actually is space for a creator in scientific thinking. You'll find Cara's written review at theopenhouse.net.au as well.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.